This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and Chattanooga. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. The purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast, for all you first-time listeners, is to bring awareness to the residents of our community of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. You know, small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is Gary Thurman at Guardian Investment Advisors. Thanks for being our special guest today, Gary.
Scott, I'm honored to be on here with you, sir. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. We met here today so we could let all our listeners out here in the area know about what you offer there at the Guardian Investment Advisors. But before we jump into the business portion of it, would you like to share anything with us about yourself and your family?
Yeah, man. I tell you what, big news for our family. I'm about to be a grandfather.
Woo! All right. Yep.
Excited about that. Due date is actually this weekend. And so it's funny, I've asked my daughter-in-law, I said, if you can just wait one more week so I have a master's grandchild, that would be awesome for me personally, because I love the master's. So, but my wife.
She's probably shaking her head at you. No.
Yeah, she did. My wife is Rhonda Thurman. Rhonda does hair. She's a stylist, been doing that for many, many years. And so it's really, really cool. And, you know, Rhonda's a big part of this business here, this firm here that we started. You know, several years ago. So I got a great family. I got two boys. I got a stepson, Grayson Harris, and then my son, Nick Thurman. And like I said, I got my first grandchild on the way. So I'm excited about that. Born and raised in Dayton, Tennessee. So I'm right here from the Chattanooga area, lifelong. So
the big city of Dayton.
Big city of Dayton, man. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful place up there.
It is.
Congratulations on the grandchild.
Thank
I know
you,
that
sir.
Is exciting times. A lot of my friends told me if they knew how great it was to have a grandchild, they just had them first.
Yeah. I've heard that a few times. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so let's dive in. Tell me about Guardian Investment Advisors.
Yeah. So we're an independent, locally firm financial planning firm. So I've got a great passion for this and helping people and helping others. And, you know, I can't think of a better avenue to help people with it other than helping them manage their money, helping them get ready for retirement and retire, you know, safely. So that's what the firm's all about. We, you know, we go from anywhere to helping folks with income planning. You know, if you want money out there and you want to just build up your accounts in the market, we can do that. We can build money safely. We also talk to people about the healthcare planning. Tanner Moore is on staff. He's my Medicare expert. Then we also, you know, look at things like long-term care planning, life insurance planning, estate planning. So we do it all. And basically what I've done, Scott, is I've been in this industry. I started in the insurance industry 27 years ago. So I've been around for a while and I just worked my way up the ladder and figured out how to put a great team of people together. So it doesn't matter if you're someone 30 years old walking in here and you want to get started investing, or if you're someone that's 70 years old and you're looking for an income that you can never outlive. That's what we're all about. And we love helping our local folks. I love what you started the podcast with about small business owners, entrepreneurs here in the Chattanooga, Cleveland area. We do need support. And I push so hard. And I love that you're doing this, Scott. I push so hard for everybody to support local instead of these national chains. So I love that you said that. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about. We want to help the small business owner as much as we can. I appreciate you giving us a shout out for that.
Sure.
Thank you. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, how you told us about your journey, kind of how the last 27 years and you've been in the business, and being that you've been in it that long, a lot of people, you know, that are not in your industry have a lot of myths and misconceptions given to them about insurance, about investing.
Yeah.
Can you help us with that, kind of dispel a few that maybe people might have and make them apprehensive about talking to you?
I think fear is the biggest word. You know, intimidation is another word out there. We find so many people are just simply intimidated to walk into a financial planning firm. And maybe it's just because they don't think they have enough money, Scott, or they don't think they've done well enough. So that's 100% not the case. And that's one thing we try to get out. You know, we have a TV show and a radio show and we have our own podcast. And one thing we try to relate to folks is, listen, don't be intimidated by coming in and having it. It's just a simple conversation. And we're honest with our folks. We might not be the perfect fit for you. You might not be the perfect fit for us. So that's why we have to have a conversation first, just to make sure it makes sense. But one of the things I stride and I'm very proudful of this firm is, you know, you go to our local airport here in Chattanooga, or you listen to some commercials out there. You know, there's firms in town that, you know, are expecting folks to have at least $500,000 before they'll even sit down and have a conversation with them. And that's just not who we are. You know, like I said, I was born and raised there in Dayton, Tennessee. And what pushed me or what inspired me, I didn't know it at the time, Scott, but my grandmother moved in with us when I was 13 years old with Alzheimer's. And it changed our lives. It changed my mother's life and my sister's life. And, you know, when I got into this business 7, 8, 9 years after that, I really thought, man, if my grandmother would have had this type of program to help us take care of that need, then she would have been great. And my mother would have not been in such a hardship. So, sure. You know, it just inspired me to we try to help everybody. That's the easiest way to say it, because there are so many fears out there. We hear about all the Ponzi schemes out there. We listen to national news. Bottom line is, this is your hard earned money. You've worked 25, 30, 35, 40 years for this money. You got to deal with somebody you trust. And I think when people come in and they see who we are and what we're all about and how well we communicate with our clients, I think they'll see that trust. And, you know, try to take your blinders off, you know, when it comes to being fearful or being intimidated. I tell everybody, it's just a conversation. That's all it is. And then we'll see what we do from there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you explaining that. You know, there is a lot of fear out there, and people feel like they'll be humiliated. And so I appreciate you explaining that. And it is nice to know that we've got people, you know, that didn't grow up with money, so to speak, you know, and that they understand how things work now to help other people maybe who come from the same background.
I love, Scott, you said that. One of my favorite TV commercials that I ran is me saying, listen, this firm was not handed to me from my father or my grandfather. I didn't grow up in this industry. I kind of learned the hard way. You know, I kind of got punched in the nose a few times along the way to really find out how this thing works. And again, what I've done is just create a team of professionals around me. Now, I'm a football guy. So I always reference this. I'm the head coach. My assistant coaches are the ones that's making it happen. And that's my staff and that's my team members. And we're just a team of experts and we're going to be able to help you no matter what your situation is. We're going to be able to help you. Even if we personally can't help you with what's going on, we're going to get you to somebody who can. And that's one thing where we work hard on, too, is our networking ability to help others find the right person to help them satisfy that need that they have.
So in other words, people won't come to you and then just feel like they were just shut out.
That's right. Never going to happen. You know, we've had people come in and they're not quite ready to get started yet. And we give them tips. Hey, guys, here's step 1, 2, and 3. You know, once you get to step 4, then call us back. I mean, we want to educate. And that's what we're all about, is educating people on how to retire properly. Again, I'm a football guy. I always say, make sure your retirement plan is every day's a Saturday. You want every day to be a Saturday when you wake up in retirement. And that's what we strive for.
Wonderful. That's amazing. Well, tell me something. Getting on a personal line, moving away from the business just a moment. What is Gary Thurman and Rhonda Thurman? What do y'all do for fun?
Well, pre-grandchild.
What do you do?
Pre-grandchild. That's right. Well, we do love hanging out with our family and our friends. I mean, they're our core of everything we do. Me personally, I love to play golf. You know, that's my big hobby is playing golf. You know, and we love to travel. Ron and I absolutely love to travel. And I don't care if it's a day trip to Blue Ridge, Georgia, or I don't care if we, you know, go out west for a week. I mean, we absolutely just love to travel. That's the fun things that we do. But I tell you what, and not that this is a hobby or anything else, but we love to give back. We are so involved in our community with so many different charities. We were just a big part of the Heart Ball here in Chattanooga for the American Heart Association, and we raised over $750,000 for the American Heart Association. But by the way, that wasn't just me and Rhonda. That was a great team of people. Yeah. But we love to give back to our community because the community is so good to us. It's a passion for us to give back and do great things for everybody in the what I call the Tennessee Valley.
Well, that's a very needed charity as well. Very needed.
Oh, it's amazing what they do. I mean, heart disease is the number one killer in America. A lot of people think it's cancer, but it's actually not. Between male and female, heart disease is the number one killer. So we're just trying to educate people on how to be more healthy, and that way they can live a long life in retirement.
Yeah, not just live a long life, live a healthy long life.
That's right, brother.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
If I could get just a little bit more personal for a moment, you know, sure. It sounds like you and I come from a lot of the same background as far as not where we came from, but how we came from. And can you identify maybe one personal hardship or struggle that you went through where now that you've rose above it, you can honestly say that you're better or stronger for it?
Sure. So I've actually got two that I'm going to share. And one is when I was 13 years old, you know, my grandmother had to move in with us because she had Alzheimer's. I didn't know what Alzheimer's was at 13 years old, Scott. Yeah. What I do know is that next weekend when I was ready to go skating at Crystal Springs Skating Rink in Dayton, Tennessee, my mother said I couldn't go. So I thought I was in trouble and I couldn't figure it out, but I wasn't in trouble. It's just that we didn't have the two extra dollars, $2 to get in. We just didn't have the extra money. And so that set me back as a 13-year-old. But what it did is it kind of kicked me in the tail and said, you know what? Get out and earn some money. You know, get out and earn some money. And that's what I did. You know, within a couple of weeks, I was mowing 3 or 4 yards, you know, there in the Dayton community and, you know, making my own way. And I've never looked back. So that's one thing that we went through. And then a big one, and I'll try not to get emotional here, is, you know, we actually, my former wife and I lost our first child. And when that happened, you talk about a shock to the system because, you know, we didn't have life insurance on this child. You know, he was only 8 weeks old, but all of a sudden we were faced with medical bills that were absolutely horrendous. And it put us in a really, really bad position. Not only did we just lose our child, but we had to get out of this hole of debt, medical debt, because of what had happened. So, you know, when I look at those two things, it just hits home to me where be passionate about people, be passionate about their money, and just make sure you're making everybody happy and doing the right thing, you know? So that's two of my personal setbacks that I've had there.
Wow, that's a big one. That's a big one. That's I understand. I've lost in my life, but I never had a child to lose. But right. I can't imagine that feeling. My mother says it's just unnatural for a parent to lose a child.
It really is. And you know, I inspire everybody now. You know, young parents out there. Here I am about to be a granddad. But you know, you don't want to think about things like that happening. That's no fun think about that. But you know, there's ways to be protected, and it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to be protected. God forbid if something like that does happen. So, again, that's just another step in the education process when it comes to our young adults out there.
Better to expect the unexpected.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, moving back to the business side again, if there was one thing that you wish you could shout from the rooftops about what you do that people might not know or understand, what would it be?
This is I'm going to try to be politically correct here. I think there's so much negative news out there. I think a lot of people, when it comes to their money, they all of a sudden go to what I call the big box stores. You know, the ones you see, you know, sponsoring football stadiums and all these different things. You know, there's a lot of them here in our Tennessee Valley. They automatically just go and sit down with those guys because of the name. You know, it's a popular name. They've been around for a long time, or maybe mom and dad, or maybe grandparents used a particular firm.
Yeah.
What's what I want to scream about there is if you go to a big box firm, you know, I always say they're in a box. They can only give you what they have, right? So they're really reduced down to what they can do. But when you come to work with an independent advisor, we're not in a box. You know, we've got all these different avenues and things that we can do. I use an analogy of, it's like going to the grocery store and having three aisles to shop from with a big box store. Go to the grocery shopping with Guardian, you got the whole store to shop from, you know, because we just have more avenues. So that's something I think I would love to scream very loud is be careful who you work with. And Scott, don't be afraid to get a second opinion. That's big to me, because a lot of these big box stores see people as just another number. You know, they're making their fees and they're happy. But we don't look at it that way. You know, you're a person, and we want you to become a friend of Guardian, and we want to communicate with you often and know everything there is to know about you so that we can make sure we put the right type of plan together for you and make sure you're happy.
I tell you, after all that you said today, I'm sure our listeners there's one final thing they're wanting to know. How do we find out more about Guardian Investment Advisor, whether it's online or offline? How do they find out, reach out to you?
You know what I love is I do love having conversations. So I will recommend something, though. What we've done a lot of work on building out our website. And if you want to know to get to know who we are, and here's why that website is so prominent. It's giaplantoday.com, by the way, giaplantoday.com. But here's what's so awesome about that. Right now, we have 59 of our TV shows on there. So you can go and watch us until till next year if you want to. But 59 TV shows, they're 30-minute shows. You'll learn a lot about us with our TV shows. And also, we take our radio show and turn it into a podcast form on our website as well. So basically, we just cut the commercials out of the radio show. Okay. That's another great avenue to learn more about us. You can see our whole team on there. You can see our events, Scott, that are coming up, tomorrow night and Thursday night, Medicare. We have Medicare dinners in Athens, Tennessee. So you can find things like that on our website. And then if you just want to have a conversation, call us, here's where I try to take the pressure off of people. You were talking about we talked about the fear of coming in and sitting down with a financial planner. I always offer a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. A 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. Let's just have a conversation. And if it makes sense after the end of that 20 minutes, and then we'll sit down and have a conversation with each other. That kind of takes all the pressure off of you. Yeah. We're just going to talk and see, if we make a lot of sense for each other. But I do think once people come in here and they meet our staff and they meet Bridget and Abby, they meet Tanner and Kelsey, they meet Todd and Tim, I mean, you're going to like us. You're going to like our firm. We try to have fun at what we do. We try to make everybody happy. But our website is a great source to learn more about us, or simply just give us a call.
So did you share your phone number?
No. So let me do that really quick. 423-710-9199. 710-9199.
Okay. And what about the address to where you're located?
Yeah, so right now, that's big news for us. Right now, we're located at 1309 Panorama Drive, Suite 115 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're right off 75. If you're coming from Cleveland, don't take the mall exit. You're going to take the next exit, East Brainerd Road. We're right there off the interstate. We are currently about to move. We're waiting. Our new office is being built out as we speak. It'll be on Gun Barrel Road, 1825 Gun Barrel Road. So we're very excited about that. We're growing, Scott, so we needed more room.
Awesome.
Yeah, but all that information, again, is on our website as well. So our phone number, our videos, our TV shows, our podcasts, our events coming up. And, of course, our address is at giaplantoday.com.
Giaplantoday.com.
That's it.
All right. Well, it has been my pleasure to get to know you better, Gary. I'm thankful that you came on the podcast today.
Scott, I appreciate you, bud. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah. Much success. Continued success to you when you get to that new location.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
And don't take too much time off playing with that grandbaby now, okay?
I know it. Got to have some fun, though.
That's right. Hey, to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Gary and learning more about Guardian and Investment Advisors, I know he hopes you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember, again, to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.